ओम शांति। 3rd of January 2019, whispers from beyond, the effort to become like the Father Brahma. Today is Thursday. To stay in the stage of introspection and then to come into extroversion. To practice this, you need to pay personal attention to yourself. When you remain in the introverted stage, then the things of extroversion will not disturb you, because you would be far away from body consciousness. So today's special effort is, when you stay in the stage of introversion and then come into extroversion, when you stay in the stage of introversion and then come into extroversion, to practice this you need to pay personal attention. So what is needed is personal attention. And when you remain in the introverted stage, deep within here, the things of extroversion will not disturb you, because you would be far away from body consciousness. Here is soul consciousness, here is body consciousness. So if you draw a circle, what is at the center is introspection, introversion, and what's at the periphery, that is extroversion. What is at the center is soul consciousness. What is at the periphery is body consciousness. And the deeper you go within, the things of the circle will not affect you. The deeper you enter the journey, it's a journey from periphery to the center. It's a journey from body consciousness to soul consciousness. It's a journey from extroversion to introversion. And the deeper you go within yourselves, you find that no matter what upheavals are there on the surface, they are not disturbing you. A person who is deeply within himself situated in that inner core, no matter what external situations are, but that person remains calm and quiet. And there was a brother, I think that brother is still there, and he's a BK brother who works in some call center, and throughout the day in his office he keeps on receiving phone calls of complaints, of abuses, customers shouting at him, telling him how the things are not good with his company and so on and so forth. But that brother is so calm and so quiet, responding to all of those complaints with that tranquility. The sister who looks after that center, she was narrating this experience about this brother. Situations are disturbing. People are demanding. Karmic accounts are very, very intense. But in spite of all that, the one who has penetrated that depth and learns to remain at the center automatically gets rid of, free of all the external disturbances. So Baba is saying, when you remain in the introverted stage, that the things of the extroversion will not disturb you. You remain unruffled within you, because you would be far from body consciousness. So to stay in the stage of introversion, introspection, and then to come into extroversion. Even we are here, and this is our level of interaction with the world, and this is our level where we are within. even when we interact with the world, our interaction should come from this point. So this is silence and this is sound. So our journey is from sound to silence. And even when you come into sound, that sound should emanate from this silence. Even the basis of sound is silence. The deeper the silence, the powerful would be the words. The basis of sound is soundlessness. The basis of speech is speechlessness. And the deeper the speechlessness and deeper the silence within, external words would have stronger impact. So this is what is needed. Staying introverted in the stage of introspection and then coming out. And when such a thing is done, things will not disturb you. Now, what is needed for this is Baba is saying, you need to pay lot of attention, personal attention for this. There was a Zen master, and one of the disciples came to him, and he was anxious and curious to know things. And this student asked, Master, tell me just one word which is most important in spirituality. So the master took the pen and wrote on the paper, attention. And the disciple was not very happy. He said, just this much? I need something more. I have a lot of expectation from you. Tell me something more. So the master wrote second word, attention. He said, this I know, you have already written that. I expect something more, something that will, you know, increase my efforts and I become more and more powerful. Tell me something more, no? So the master wrote the third word, attention. By the time the disciple is little frustrated, and he said, but I know you have written attention, but tell me what is attention then? And the master wrote, attention means attention. Attention means attention. One of the definitions of yoga is attention. There are 10 definitions of yoga. Out of 10, one is attention. So we'll try to understand what is attention. But before that, let's revise those different definitions of yoga. Yoga is, first, smriti. Yoga means awareness. Yoga means smriti or awareness. That is the first definition of yoga. Meditation means smriti. Second definition of yoga is yatra. It's a journey. Yoga means it's a journey of remembrance. You start off with on this beautiful journey. And sometimes journey is more beautiful than the destination itself. The third is yoga means relationship. Yoga means a bond, a connection, a relationship. Yoga. And the other word is yoke. To yoke, to bind, to unite, to combine. That bond is yoga. Bible says somewhere, carry me. Jesus says to his disciple, carry me, my yoke is mild. Carry me, my yoke is mild. So the third definition of yoga is relationship. The fourth definition of yoga is milan, meeting with God. Yoga means a beautiful union with God. Yoga means a divine union. where the soul is meeting the Supreme Soul in the stillness of the heart. That divine union, that marriage of true minds, that is yoga. The fifth definition of yoga is, yoga means lost in love. Lagan mein magan. When you are lost in love, there is no question of knowledge here. Here, in fact, even there is no soul consciousness or God consciousness, nothing like that. Just a soul is drowned in the love of God. It is so drowned that it is unaware of anything external. Just totally, total oblivion, total forgetfulness of the whole world. In today's Sakar Murli, one such statement has come. Baba remembers things of that world. He doesn't remember things of this world. So the lost in love. You know, all the devotees, they were belonging to this category. They did not know God. They had no full introduction of God. But they had intense love for God. Such intense love for God. That they were ready to do anything. They must have thought messengers of God as God. But their love was unparalleled. In English, there is one very beautiful book written by M. Raymond, The Family That Overtook Christ. In that book, there are seven brothers. The first brother, he becomes monk and joins the monastery. The book is based on the life of Saint Bernard. One of the brothers is Saint Bernard. And he has mentioned his intense love for God. In his letters, he is burning in that love for God. He is missing the Lord so much. So in that book it is shown, this is a family where there are seven brothers. And one after another, every brother surrenders. And he goes to God. And he says, now I am not going to come back. Everybody joins the monastery. Everybody becomes a monk. Everybody takes the vow of sannyasa. And his devotion, eternal devotion to God. The youngest brother, Ninad, he is left out. And the six brothers say to him, now you look after the family. this land and money and everything, whichever we had, everything is yours. Because we are going by. We can't stay. The divine call has come. The Lord is calling us. You look after this land and this everything, money, property. And the last brother that Ninad says, he's a very small boy. He says, you took the heaven and give me the earth. I am also coming. And he also joins the monastery. The name of the book is The Family That Overtook Christ. This is the family that went even ahead of Christ in samarpan, in surrender, in love of God. And there are intense and passionate letters written by Saint Bernard to God. How he is describing his agony, his pain, his misery. He says, I am bridegroom. I am the bride and he is the groom. And why my groom is not coming? And I wait for him. So the fifth definition of yoga is lagan mein magan. Lost in love. Such intense flood of divine love inundated the heart that the heart doesn't want anything more. In Indian, there are lot many saints like Meera who had that intense love, like Chaitanya who had that intense love, like Ramakrishna who had that intense love for God. They were mad, showed external signs of insanity for this divine love. That is the fifth definition of yoga. The sixth definition of yoga is soul consciousness and God consciousness. Yoga means you become soul conscious or you are God conscious. Atma abhimani, paramatma abhimani. The seventh definition of yoga is attention. Yoga means complete attention, complete awareness, complete awakening. The next definition of yoga is, yoga means concentration, full concentration. The 8th definition of yoga means concentration in action. Concentration alone doesn't mean yoga, but some person may have a very good concentration, but that doesn't make him a yogi. He might be an archer, he is a very good champion, but that doesn't mean yogi. But yes, if a yogi is there, he has to be very much focused, concentrated, and his power of concentration is too much. In the recent Avyakta Murli, which was played out in Shantivan, Baba gave a Ruhani, a spiritual drill. In that, Baba said, in 1 second, get concentrated, become the master of the mind, and get focused and straight away reach the supreme abode in 1 second. Or reach your kingdom in 1 second. So the yoga means concentration. And the 9th definition of yoga is, yoga means surrender. Now nothing belongs to me and everything is His. Thy will shall be done. Everything is yours. Nothing is mine. All what I am, everything. My everything is yours. You protect. That final stage of surrender is yoga. And the last definition of yoga means energy transference. Energy transference, where the energy from the higher power enters into the other source. So the energy is, there is a free exchange of energy, as if when the soul is going into the supreme abode. Baba said in today's Sakar Murli, this is the place of highest choti, this is the highest silence, shanti, peace. This is the tower of unhappiness, sorrow, this world. That is the tower of peace, and Satyug is the tower of happiness. Happiness at the highest point, at the zenith, is Satyug. Sorrow at the zenith is this Kaliyug, and peace at the highest point is Paramdham. So when the soul is in the supreme abode is the place of highest vibrations, highest magnetic field, where the moment you enter that realm of supreme abode, one is charged. So it is not just the father that you have to remember, but also your home. Why? It is not just the father that you have to remember, but also your home. Because that home is the place of highest purity. That home is the place of highest vibrations. That home is the place of highest magnetic, electromagnetic energy. And soul is an electromagnetic unit. And the one source, the moment it enters into that field, it starts getting charged. And all that grip of body consciousness loosens. So these are the 10 definitions of yoga. Now we will come back to attention. So Baba says, you should have attention to move from the center to the periphery. And to move from the periphery to the center, this is the practice which is needed. How fast you come from the periphery to the center and how fast you enter from the center to the periphery, this is the practice which is needed. So Baba says, you have to have a lot of personal attention. So what things are needed when we say attention? When somebody says pay attention, what things are needed? Or what does he mean? Or what are the components of attention? Yeah? Presence of minds. For attention means you are there at that moment. You are not straying away somewhere in the mind. You are very much focused. You know at this moment what I have to do. So that is attention. Okay. What else? Patience. Okay. What else? Attention means what? Self-control and what? Understanding. What is the right choice? That is attention. Okay. observing ourselves. What else? Alertness. Alertness is not becoming unconscious, not becoming delirious, is attention. Then what else? Attention is, attention piles up and becomes concentration. Concentration is the bigger form of attention. Attention, when it is magnified, it becomes concentration. What else? Avoiding the distractions. This is a very, very important thing in attention. In fact, when they talk about attention, this is a very important point they always maintain. Suppose if you have to do some important work, you have to avoid distractions. And they talk of different methods of avoiding distractions, like put a earphone and do your work. If there are noises around and you can't focus on something, they said put something and let that sweet music go on. And then you do. Then switch off, take digital off, digital detox. Because sometimes this itself becomes the greatest distraction to us. We are reading something and 10 times messages or something is coming. So this can distract you. Other method of avoiding distraction is go in the company of nature. Seek nature. Be in the company of nature. Stay there. And observe nature deeply. So that is avoiding distraction. What else? What are the components of attention? One thing, avoiding multitasking is the most important thing. In fact, again, as I said, in the components of attention, they focus more on this point, avoiding distraction, and the second is this, avoiding multitasking. If one is doing multiple tasks at the same time, you can't remain focused. For attention, you need just one thing at a time. What else? We can handle that as an effect. But we are talking about practices. It can happen. That is known as Shatavadhan. You know, there was a saint in Gujarat whom Mahatma Gandhi thought of his guide. His name was Raichand Bhai, Raja Chandra. So that man, in his youth, he used to do 100 things at one time. It is known as Shatavadhan. 100 things at one time. Solving one maths problem and with hand writing something, with another hand writing something, with eyes seeing something, 100 things doing at one time. He was an extraordinary genius. So he used to do 100 things at one time, Raichand. Mahatma Gandhi in his lifetime thought of only 3 people who influenced him. One of them is Raichand Bhai. He used to call him Raichand Bhai, and his own autobiography, there is a separate chapter on that, Raichand Bhai. But later on, this person even who used to do Shatavadhan, 100 things, he developed total vairag for all that and he became a sannyasi. Because he understood that this is also Maya. Because he became very famous with that. And every fame brings with it a package of Maya. So he gave up that later on. So yes, with concentration then you can do 10 things at one time. But we are talking of components or prerequisite or before for attention what is needed. Once you become fully focused concentration, you can do anything. You can take up one book and read once and you remember it. That's it. You don't have to keep on reading line. You read like this, not like this. You don't read like this. You read like this. First page and last page. So that is the heightened concentration. It's a very great concentration. With that it can happen. But that is the result. What else? Component of concentration? Presence of mind, already said. What else? Interest. Okay. The more interested we are in something, we are concentrated. When we are not interested, our mind goes here and there. It's wandering mind. Then focusing on that is avoiding multitasking. What else? Creativity brings in attention. Okay. putting all, using all the senses. This is very, very important. Like when you read Murli, see Murli and read loudly and hear. So when you are reading Murli loudly, we are hearing also, eyes are seeing also, and with the hand touch also. And see, this paragraph is here and that paragraph here. Putting all the senses together increases, enhances concentration. So using all the, putting everything, like somebody is sitting here or when in Madhuban and listening to some class or something, there's a difference. And when somebody is outside, he is not seeing that person, he is just listening. So that matters. So involve all the senses. Involve all the senses. Try to feel the things, try to touch the things. Try to feel the impalpable. Try to feel the unfelt. Try to hear the inaudible. Try to see the invisible. Try to smell. Try to smell that fragrance. What else? I'll just list out a few things. For concentration, you need self-discipline. Attention, you need self-discipline. Self-analysis. When you need concentration, you need attention. These are some of the things which are very much associated with. Though at one time it may appear that all things are similar, but self-discipline is must, then you become attention. You achieve that heightened attention. Self-analysis. Self-remembering. You know, this is a beautiful word. Self-remembering. This word was coined by German philosopher George Gurdjieff. He has used the word in his literature, the fourth philosophy, the fourth way. Self-remembering. Remember who you are. Keep on remembering who you are. That is the only life. Keep remembering who you are, who I am, who I am, who I am. These are the people who did not have any knowledge of, much knowledge about spirituality. But they used these words, self-remembering. And then self-training. When I said self-discipline, self-training is you train your mind every day. You give it some task. Take some book, take some poem, take something and try to remember it. This is something taxing on the brain, but you have to do it. Take one slogan and try to remember it. Take the Vardhan and try to remember it. Mind doesn't want to remember anything. It wants the path of least resistance. Go to the Murli, listen Murli and come away. That's it. Finish. It doesn't want what was in the Murli. No, I don't ask all that. It's written in my book that we will revise. This is a very easy method. We will revise it later on. We will write down the points so that we will revise later on. But that later on never comes. So self-remembering, self-training, and then self-churning, manthan, and then self-inspiration, inspire your own self, and then silence, and then dreams. Keep on dreaming with open eyes, and your concentration will increase. And then self-talking, self-talking, talking with oneself will enhance the attention. So these are some of the different things by which we enhance our attention. So Baba is saying, be introspective, be situated in the stage of introspection, again that same circle, and then come into extroversion, and the extroversion, any extrovert thing will not affect you, will not disturb you, if you stay in the stage of introversion. And for that, what you need is personal attention. Om Shanti.